Good morning, everyone. Great to welcome you all this morning, and a special welcome, of course, to visitors. So pleased you've been able to join us for worship. Couple of notices. First of all, to remind you, we've got our quarterly church meeting tomorrow night. That's 7:30 p.m. at Oasis, to which all are welcome. Secondly, to say there is tea and coffee after the service. Hugh is on his own, and I know he'd be delighted for reinforcements, just to give him a helping hand afterwards. And finally, Lynn as well, please. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Lovely to see you. Welcome to everybody. I just thought I'd share about one of our compassion children. I was so delighted to receive this news of our student that we sponsor this child, and his name is Sidwan. And the person who's been writing to him for, I think, at least 10 years is Mavis Watkinson, who was previously with this church for, I think, 30 years or something, but now resides in Bury. But she still keeps communicating with him. And it was so lovely to, because I have to open these, because I sort of support all the people who write to our compassion children. And you can't see which child from the outside of the envelope the communication appertains to. So you have to sort of eke it off to try and find who to pass it on to. And this one, because it's such a lovely photograph of him, it's the once a year one that you get. And I was so delighted because this child, I know, is under a Assemblies of God church in Yatanga and in Burkina Faso. And he is now 16 years old, and he tells me that he can stay on this project until he's 22. And I thought, how fantastic, because here in our country, when children are fostered, I believe they get to 17 and it's on your way, chum. And out there, you know, they're getting that support till they're 22. So I think that's absolutely phenomenal. And it's telling us all the blessings that he gets, because he has so much input into his life about the Lord. And I know that all his letters to Mavis really does feature how wonderful it is to be brought up in, or encouraged from such a wonderful organisation. So please continue to pray for compassion. It's been going, I think, 75 years now, 73 years. So it's one of the major child charities in the world. So thank you all for continuing to sponsor week by week that ministry. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Lynn. So again, welcome to our all-age service for Father's Day. We are here to worship together, and we're going to do that in songs and prayers and Bible readings, videos and reflections. And to begin our time of worship, we're going to say some words together from the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Could we just get the lights, please, Howard? Thank you. These words are one of the most powerful statements of faith anywhere in the Bible. So Habakkuk looks within and he feels like he's falling apart. He looks at the world around him and he feels, perhaps as we do today, the whole world is falling apart. And when you look within and feel you're falling apart, when you look around and feel the world is falling apart, there is only one place left to look, and that's to look up and place our faith and trust in the Lord. And that's what Habakkuk does. So please say the words together on the screen, against all. So please say the words, against all. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, even though the olive crop fails, even though the flocks die in the fields, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
Amen. So let's be joyful in the God of our salvation. We'll sing a couple of songs. We'll begin with Father God, I Wonder, and then we'll sing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. Our God saves. We normally stand if we're able, but please feel free to sit if that works better for you. So Father God, I Wonder. please take a seat. And now let's join together in prayer. Let's all pray together. And Father, first and foremost, we are here to worship you, to give you the glory and the honour and the praise that's due to your name. And we come to praise you, for you are a great and a mighty God. You reign on high, enthroned in glory. You reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you're the God who can do immeasurably more than all we ask or even imagine. And yet we praise you too, that as we've just sung, we have this incredible privilege of being able to call you Father. And we thank you that you are a loving Heavenly Father, perfect in every way. And we know, Father, that you have demonstrated your love supremely in the gift of Jesus to be our Saviour. And we thank you that we can indeed joyfully proclaim that our God saves, and there is hope in his name. So, Lord, we just gather up our prayers and offer them to you, and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Can we get the lights again, please? Thank you. I must admit, school didn't really agree with me. Didn't really like it very much. Didn't enjoy being there. I certainly didn't like the tests and the exams. I really didn't enjoy those at all. That's my old school, Trinity School, Croydon. Amazing it's still standing after all these years. But lots of people enjoy learning, find a lot of fun in learning, but you don't meet many people who really like tests, who love exams. So I thought we could begin with a short test. Actually, it's a little quiz. We'll have it between maybe the right-hand side, I've got to do this right, the right-hand side of the church and the left-hand side of the church. I'm going to get in a muddle doing that, but right-hand side versus left-hand side. So we'll see how much you've learned about fathers over the years. Today's Father's Day, so little quiz about fathers. So first question for the right-hand side. Which member of the royal family is father to George, Louis, and Charlotte? Any offers from the right-hand side? Yep, Prince William. So, the left-hand side. What is the name of Nemo's dad in Finding Nemo? Any offers? No, you can't phone a friend. Fortunately, this side, no. I'm so grateful. Would you just say that again for us? It's Marlin. So you're doing very well on this side of the church. Okay, for the right-hand side. My sons had a tendency to be hot-headed and earn themselves the nickname Sons of Thunder. What is my name? Zebedee. Brilliant. And back to the left-hand side. Who did Albert Einstein call the father of modern science? It wasn't Dave, no. I'll give you a clue. It begins with G. G for Jeff. Yeah. Second letter A. Galileo. Perfect. Which other word for dad can be used before the words art and up this side? Pop. Yep. And back to this side. In the parable of the prodigal son, what does the father do when his son returns? He rejoices. Yep, that's close enough. He throws a party, doesn't he? We must celebrate with a feast. This son of mine was lost and has now returned to life. He was lost but is now found. So the party began. Who are we up to now? Is it this side? Can you name a famous sitcom about the United Kingdom's Home Guard during the Second World War? Dad's Army. And back to the other side. What is the name of Simba's father in The Lion King? These haven't fallen very well. I do apologise for that. I think I might have to ask you to spell that. It's Mufasa. That's close enough. We'll let you have that one. Okay, so honour your father and your mother is one of the Ten Commandments. Which one? It's between 1 and 10. I'm hearing quite a lot of 6. It's 5. And back to this one. Father's Day today is always held on the third Sunday of June. True or false? Got a few truths. We leaning towards true this side? Final answer? It is true. I was going to have a tie-break question, but I don't think that's going to be needed because this side won, I'm afraid. So, sorry about that. The tie-break question, by the way, was this. How much was spent on Father's Day cards in the UK in 2023? So we won't be here all morning. I will tell you, it was £43 million. But this is what surprised me, sending 22 million cards. So does that work out under 50p a card? If it's £43 million and you send 22 million cards, it doesn't sound very expensive for a Father's Day card, does it? Under 50p. But there we are. So I wonder how you did on that Father's Day quiz. Even if you did really well, our knowledge of fathers is not the only thing that's going to be tested. As followers of Jesus, there'll be many times when your faith is tested, when your character's tested, not just in family life, but in every aspect of our lives. And in those times of testing, we can have a choice. Will we follow God's way or our own way? Even Jesus went through a time of testing, and we're going to hear about it in our Bible reading. It's from Mark 1, 9 to 13, and Eleanor is going to read via video for us.
Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, the baptism and testing of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from the heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit was sent out of him into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attended him.
Thank you very much to Eleanor. Is that my next thing, Joe or sir? Thank you. Is that off talk to? Fantastic, thank you. Jesus was baptized, God spoke to him, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, with you I am well pleased." And then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit out into the wilderness, where he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. And it was a place that looked a little bit like that. And the wilderness was an empty place. What sort of things do you think were lacking in the wilderness? What sort of things do you think weren't in the wilderness? What sort of things were lacking? Pubs? Food? Drink? Trees? Water? Flowers? Shelter? Aeroplanes? No aeroplanes there as well. People? Wilderness was a dangerous place. What sort of things lived in the wilderness, do you think? Scorpions, I've heard. Snakes. Lions. Lions are mentioned in 2/3 of the books of the Old Testament. Anything else? Not wolves, but panthers, hyenas, jackals. Spiders, probably, yeah. Wilderness was a lonely place. You didn't really find other people wanting to live there. And there in the wilderness, Jesus was tested. He was tested by Satan to turn away from the path God the Father had called him to walk, the path that would lead, of course, to the cross. But he didn't give in to Satan. 40 days later, Jesus came out of the wilderness. He returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit, and he began his great mission. And at many different times in our lives, we will have our faith tested. We'll have our character tested. Quite often, they will take place in what we might call the wilderness. Not an actual wilderness like Jesus was in, full of snakes and scorpions and sand. Our tests will take place in what we might call the wilderness school. You know, those times, those places when you face difficulties, when you suffer in some other way. So, your wilderness school might be a time when you're finding it really hard to be a mum or a dad, son or a daughter, husband or wife. Might be a time when you feel you have no real friends, when work's a nightmare, you're struggling to make ends meet. Anybody think of any other times when you might feel like you're in the wilderness school? Any suggestions? Mention one or two. Any other suggestions when you feel like just in the wilderness school, time of suffering, testing? Yeah, moving somewhere new, starting again somewhere is never easy, is it? Losing someone you love, losing your job, family issues. And in the wilderness school, like Jesus, we are going to be tempted and tested to turn away from God's path. A little bit later on, we'll look at one of the main tests that we'll face. Before we do that, we are going to sing our next song. It actually tells us a little bit about the wilderness. And it perhaps is a challenge because it challenges us whether we can say, "Blessed be your name," when we're found in the desert place, when we're walking in the wilderness. It's easier to say it when the land is plentiful, when streams of abundance flow, but what about in the wilderness? So, "Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful."
Thank you.
Please take a seat. So one of the biggest tests that you will face in the wilderness school is quite a simple one, but a really important one. And it's this. Do you trust your Father God or not? So imagine for a moment you're in the wilderness school, struggling to make ends meet. You've got a mortgage to pay, you've got bills, you're having to make a lot of sacrifices. Do you trust your Father God? That he'll provide for you in whatever way he chooses. Imagine you're in the wilderness school, you're getting bullied at school perhaps, feel that you've got no real friends, feel a bit lonely, unappreciated. Do you trust your Father God, that he's always with you? He'll never let you go. He's got your life in his hands. Imagine you're in the wilderness school, just discover that people in your family aren't being very nice about you behind your back, or your children and grandchildren are going off the rails, making some bad choices. Maybe just struggling with all the demands of being a parent today. Do you trust your Father God, that he's right there with you in all the struggles, that he's there to bring you comfort and grace and strength? He's working out his purpose for you and in the lives of others. Every day of your life, you're going to be faced with that really simple question. Do you really trust your Father God? And at the root of that question is whether you believe he's good. If you believe he's good, then you trust him. And of course, the Bible tells us he is, doesn't it? And because he's good, we can trust him to provide for us. Look at this wonderful promise. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. We can trust him to bring good out of a situation at some point in our lives. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. And we can trust him to be with us and bring us his comfort, because God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So God's people, the Israelites, wandered in the wilderness for 40 years after God led them out of Egypt in a miraculous way. And in that wilderness, they discovered that God was more than able to meet all their needs. And he did it in some quite surprising ways. So we're going to hear what Moses said to the people of Israel. And this time, Sophia is going to read a few verses from the book of Deuteronomy. Thank you.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 to 4. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years.
So thank you very much indeed to Sophelia. Thank you. So Moses reminded the Israelites how good Father God had been to them while they were in the wilderness. Every day he'd faithfully provided for their needs. Anybody remember the three ways that God faithfully provided for the Israelites mentioned in the Bible reading that Sophelia did? Three things that were mentioned. Anybody remember any of them? Manna, that was the first one. Anything else? Their clothes didn't wear out. One more. Yeah, their feet never swelled up. So they never went short of food, as God fed them with manna. Their clothes never wore out, and their feet never swelled up. Absolutely amazing. It could be symbolic language, of course. It might just be a way of saying God miraculously and faithfully provided for all the needs of the people. But the important thing is our Heavenly Father hasn't changed. So he's still the good and loving Father who loves to provide what you and I need. My God will supply all your needs. He's still the good and loving Father who brings good out of our most painful times. And many of us can look back and see how that's been true. And he's still the good and loving Father who'll be with us and bring us his comfort when we are suffering. There's no place you can go, no situation you can face when God is not right there with you. But you remember the question that you've got to face in the wilderness school. Do you trust your Father God? That was the question that God's people, the Israelites, had to face when they were in the wilderness. You probably know their story. You probably know the answer to that question an awful lot of times in the Old Testament. And the answer, quite simply, was no, they didn't trust him. And they ended often grumbling against him. They complained against him. They moaned instead of remembering to give him thanks for all that he'd done for them. So, of course, when you and I are in the wilderness school, when we're being tested whether we trust our Heavenly Father or not, there's an awful lot of temptation to grumble, isn't there? And to complain and to moan. And we're going to have a look at a video that will tell us all about complaining.
And then, you wouldn't believe it, there was a power cut and I wasn't able to watch my late night documentary programmes.
Well, you could have gone to bed early and got some rest.
It was too dark to go up the stairs without electricity to power the lights.
You could have used the torch on your smartphone. That's why they call smartphones.
It'd run out of charge. Oh, and that's another thing, that phone's so old the battery doesn't last for 5 minutes.
Why don't you renew your contract?
I'd have to go and sit in the phone shop for hours waiting for someone to be freed up to come and serve me. And then they'd just try and increase the amount that I pay for my contract. Also, you've got to pay for parking in town now.
Well, I told you where a free car park is.
Yeah, but that's always full. You have to drive around for ages before somebody leaves and there's a space.
You can always walk, you know, the exercise would do you good.
Well, I could, but I get out of breath on account of being
fat.
Rude. I was going to say anemic.
You should eat more.
Don't say it.
Sprouts.
You know I hate sprouts. They taste awful. And Church Dave says he still had no volunteers to join the all-age worship team.
You moan a lot, don't you?
What?
You're a glass half empty person. You never see the good things in your life.
Like what?
Well, you've got great children.
I haven't got any children.
Okay then, so you don't have to put up with them moaning around you, like I do.
I suppose there's that.
Also, there's not a person to pie you in the face, like they normally do at the end of one of these sketches.
True.
Try to stop grumbling during testing times, and give thanks for all the good things instead.
I will do. Thanks, Dad. See you soon. Love you.
Bye, son. Love you too.
What do you want?
Your dad was on the phone earlier. He asked me to give you something. What's that then? This?
Thanks ever so much to, I think, to Video Don. I think Oscar for Video Don. So please pass our thanks back to your dad, especially Dave. Thank you. In the Bible, our Father God often warns us about complaining and grumbling and moaning. We're going to ask him to show us where we've complained and grumbled and moaned instead of trusting him. We'll use a few verses from Psalm 139. So please just reflect on these verses. Then we'll have a few moments of silence and then we'll pray. So from Psalm 139, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So let's just have a few moments of silence. Maybe ask God's Spirit just to put his finger on those areas where perhaps we've been quick to complain and grumble and moan. So let's just be still, and then I'll lead us in a short prayer. And so, Father God, we ask that you will forgive us for those times when we have complained and grumbled and moaned. Forgive us for those times when we've not been as thankful as we should, and we failed to trust you. And Father, we pray too that you will help us to choose to trust that you are our good, loving Heavenly Father, and that you provide for us, that you bring good out of our most painful times, and above all, that you are always with us every moment of every day. And in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we are going to sing another song which reminds us about God's fatherly care as our shepherd. "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want, and I will trust in you alone." We're going to take up our offering. Just to remind you that the pots are for the children we sponsor, like the young man that Lynn shared with us with earlier. The bags are for the work of the church. If you are a visitor, if you are a guest, please just let the bags and the pots pass.
I will trust in you. Jesus will lead me home.
So let's come and pray together. Father, we bring you our gifts, thanking you so much that you meet all of our needs, praying that you will use these gifts to further the work of your kingdom and to bring hope to those who need it most. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. So before Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tested, he was baptized. And you may remember the words that were said at his baptism. A voice came from heaven. You are my son. Can I get the lights, please? Whom I love, with you I am well pleased. So Jesus is going into the wilderness with those wonderful words just ringing in his ears. That he is the Father's son. That he was loved. That God the Father was well pleased with him. And of course, those wonderful words would help him trust the Father when he's in that wilderness time. And if we are going to be able to trust our good and loving Heavenly Father, then we have got to know who we are in his sight. So a couple of verses to remind you of who you are in God's sight. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. 1 John 3:1. Father has lavished love on you and me, and we're his children. And from John's Gospel, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So when we put our trust in Jesus, we become children of God. Children dearly loved by their Heavenly Father. Children who will always be dearly loved by their Heavenly Father. Children with whom their Heavenly Father is well pleased. Now I'm going to play a song to you now. It's called It Is Well, and it's by an American contemporary Christian writer called Christine DeMarco. Christine was in a back garden. She was crying out to God, and God brought a phrase into her mind, just a short phrase, and it was this: Christine, the waves and wind still know my name. Christine, the waves and wind still know my name. And do you remember thinking that is just so true? And God had given her so much, he'd come through for her in so many ways. Yet here she was still so worried. So she turned that little phrase, the waves and wind still know my name, into a song. And it's called It Is Well. And we've got the music and the lyrics on the screen for you to watch and listen to. Thank you.
Far be it from me to not believe.
quickly thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. Trust in him, the waves and wind still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him, the waves and wind still know.
So the wind and waves still know his name. We're going to pray together now, especially we can remember fathers and families on this Father's Day. So let's come and pray together. And Father, on this Father's Day, we want to give you thanks for all fathers. And we thank you that you yourself are a loving Father to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're a Father who's lavished his love upon us to make us his children. And today, Lord, we want to pray for fathers. We pray for fathers of their own children and men who take on the role of fathers of other children. We pray for men who want to be fathers and men who will soon be fathers. We pray for fathers who've lost contact with their children and fathers who can't be with their children today. We pray, Father, for fathers who've been deeply hurt when relationships in the family have gone wrong. We pray for those who continue to mourn the loss of their fathers. We know that these special days can be so hard for families left behind. And Lord, we think especially of fathers, we think especially of families in the many places of conflict and unrest around the world. Lord, our hearts just go out to the folks in the Middle East and Ukraine, Sudan, and countless other places. Lord, we just pray for hope. And we pray for peace. We pray, Father, for peace between nations, peace within nations, peace within communities, and peace within hearts. And close to home, Father, we want to pray for all fathers in this, our church. And Lord, we pray that your blessing will rest upon them. And for each one of us, Father, we pray that you will keep us trusting you, remembering that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Knowing that you work for good for those who love you, who've been called according to your purpose. Knowing that you meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, will you please keep us trusting you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks, Joe. Have you got one saying summary? Fantastic, thank you. So what we've seen this morning is that you and I and all other believers will have our faith tested. We'll have our character tested in different ways, not just in our families, but in every aspect of our lives. And quite often those tests will take place in what we might call the wilderness school. And the biggest test that you will face in the wilderness school is this one. Do you trust your Father God or not? And I hope we've seen that we can trust our Father God because he promises to be with us, to bring good out of our situation, to bring us comfort, grace, peace and strength and so many other things as well. We've also seen that complaining and grumbling and moaning and all the other words there grieve our loving Heavenly Father. So we need to choose not to do that. Let's pray for thankful hearts. And we've seen, above all, I think, that knowing that God has lavished his love on us to make us his children can help us trust him, especially when we're in the wilderness school. So we are going to sing one further song before we close. We're going to song that reminds us of where ultimately our hope is. And supremely, our hope is in Jesus. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song, even in the wilderness school.
Yeah.
righteousness, scorned by the ones he hates, who sing.
Just a reminder, we serve tea and coffee through there straight after the service. We'd be really pleased if you're able to stay. And let's close in prayer. And Father, as we seek to follow Jesus, will you give us that grace and that strength to follow his example, to place our hope and our trust in you, our loving Heavenly Father, when we too find ourselves in that wilderness school. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you for always. Amen.